You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Just hear those
sleigh bells jingling, ring. Back here on a Wednesday, only classic Christmas music on this show, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to play any...
Not going to hit you with Mariah Carey or anything ridiculous like that.
Not today.
Not any day.
No, you don't get to choose.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
No, I do.
Classic Christmas music throughout the holiday season for Buyers and Company. And then Lindsay can do whatever she wants to do on her days off. You can do Mariah Carey at home all day on the Alexa.
I'm getting it in there.
Yeah, your smart speaker, right? You just turn us on.
Yeah.
You know what you're going to hear? When you turn on your smart speaker, when you ask it to play WSOY. That's exactly what you're going to hear. And it's staggering. We were looking at the yearly totals of all that the other day.
On the utterances?
Well, not utterances and the stream, you know, because no matter how you use your phone in the car or whatever, people are listening in a variety of ways. And I think our digital listening audience is about 60% to our terrestrial audience, which would have been like 70-30 just a few years
yes.
ago, but going the opposite direction. Because of all the new cars, you know, when you get in...
I listen on my phone.
Yeah, you plug your phone in, your apps are right there on your dash. So we're always happy to have Hickory Point Bank Invested to be a partner with that. Now, having said that, we're not here to talk about Hickory Point Bank. We're here to talk about Carla Miller, because she loves doing this more than anything on earth to talk about herself. But when we said, hey, who is making a difference in the community? Who's having an impact on the community? And it's not necessarily a charitable impact. It's not necessarily a work-related impact. I mean, who's influencing the way the community looks and perceives itself and is out there doing it? And I, as far as I'm concerned, she's one of my favorite people on earth, and we've known each other for a very long time. But how long have you been with Hickory Point Bank now?
5 years.
Has it been five years? That's crazy.
I know.
Did you find a home that maybe you didn't expect to find?
Exactly right. That's how I feel. I came into it not realizing how it was such a perfect fit for me, and I am very much at home there.
All right, let's start back at the beginning, and you can find the list on Nauticator.com and get the answers to these questions, and you can get the podcast and all of that. Who was your mentor? You know, I mean, I'm sure people, you know, most people have had several throughout their life, but back at the very beginning.
My very first one had to be my dad.
Yeah?
He was... like the modern day George Bailey of It's a Wonderful Life. And he was just, he never
the Italian
thought,
version of that. Yes.
Yeah. And he never thought of anybody else, but, or everybody else, but he never thought of himself. I know. And, but he was just a great person. And there was always a lesson and I didn't realize it. You know, one of the questions was, you know, what's one of your most memorable lessons?
Yeah.
There was a lesson every day, I think, from him and just the way he, lived his life. And he always taught by example, and I mean every day. And there's so many things that he did, and my mom too. And it was hard to choose between my mom and dad, but I think I probably spent more time with my dad, so that's why I said dad.
All right, so those lessons, you know, get passed on for a lifetime, right? And then passed down to the next generation.
Well, hopefully.
Oh, come on, you know that's going to be right.
I hope so.
All right, and so then walk us through the process of getting to Decatur, Illinois.
So I came to Decatur through Milliken because I had two older brothers who went to Milliken and played football.
And how did they end up? I mean, you know, what was that initial connection with Decatur?
So football.
Yeah.
My older brother, Joe, came to play football for Milliken, and I fell in love with the campus right away. And I was able to go all throughout the whole conference for their football games. I saw a lot of colleges. And growing up, and I just thought, when I am ready, I want to go to Milliken. And so Milliken brought me to Decatur. I met Rodney at Milliken.
Okay, so you arrived. Like, when would this have been timeline-wise?
So I graduated Milliken in 88.
Okay.
So what was that, 84?
Yeah, so we're the exact same age, I think. And I think Rodney was 1 year older.
He was.
Okay, Yeah, and so he's swimming at Milliken.
Yes.
He's Mr. All-Star athlete guy, friendly guy. You guys meet, fall in love. And the rest is history. So you spend some time in the community. What's your first job right out of school?
I worked at Von Maur
because
I didn't have a job. And I'm graduating, and I wanted to stay in Decatur, so I worked at Von Maur. And then I got a job at the Herald and Review doing marketing.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
And how long were you there?
Oh, maybe about a year. And then I went to Springfield, and I worked for Springfield for some Community Action Agency Association. And I came back to Decatur to work for ADM for 16 years.
Okay, so you were at ADM for a long time. And that's when we first got to know each other in the work in the community. And then, of course, you've gone on to do all kinds of great things. 5 years at Hickory Point Bank. Now, I had this conversation with Tony Nessler the other night at your Christmas party, which, by the way, thank you. It was lovely.
Thanks.
And he was so complimentary of you and says you're like the last person to take any credit. But he was talking about the new location. We just did our show there a few weeks back out in Forsyth. And he said that when you walk in there and you see what that looks like, that is all Carla Mill. That's what he said.
That's so sweet.
But you have really kind of hit your stride, right? I just feel like you've always been involved in the community. But the last 5 years, you have really positioned the bank and the people that are in it, because you have great local people that are there, to really be on the front edge of a lot of things that are going on in this community.
I don't know why. I think maybe age and maturity. Knowing what is important and matters in life. I had raised my kids already. I'm in a job that isn't high pressured, but it's fun. And I from the board of directors, I say this all the time, but I really mean it. And we have Doug Schmalz as our chairman of the board. And
good place to start.
Yes. And I knew him from ADM. And I remember back at ADM one time, he and Peg funded something in Decatur, and I wrote him a note, and I said, "This is amazing that you did this." And he said, "You know, I was always taught to give back." And that was 16 years ago, and I knew when I went to the bank, that Hickory Point Bank, that it was going to be the same way. So I had a really good feeling for it, and it really just felt so great. It felt like stepping in an old pair of shoes when I started to work at Hickory Point Bank, and that's how it feels, comfortable and just the way it should be. And I really do love the fact that I'm able to do a lot in the community, and I feel like it's just an extension of my home. I feel like my house is just extended to Decatur, and I want to make it just as great and pretty as my house.
All right. I think there is a lot to experience, there are a lot of things out there, and you can almost get distracted by there's so many things. You know, how do you make a difference? And I think the experience comes into sort of spotting like where you can really have the most impact. Lindsay, I thought it was amazing. I mean, like, there's all kinds of people that support the food drive, but I remember Carla coming in very early and saying, you know, hey, we want to support the food drive, but we want to do something really to kick it off and get it started. And we started this thing in Central Park, and you raised tens of thousands of dollars, you know, over the last number of years, but that's like work. And here's the difference. I think most people aren't willing to sort of roll up their sleeves and do the work to do things in an extra special way.
I don't know why. Maybe they are afraid or they don't know how to get started. But for me, it's so easy and it's so gratifying. I get so much joy out of doing these types of things. And so for me, it gives me energy. It doesn't deplete me, but it gives me more energy.
All right. So what would your advice be to those folks, you know, that young Carla starting out at Von Maur all those years ago, you know, about getting involved? They're not even young people, but people, you know, a lot of people in this community give a lot, but there's a lot of people that don't. And I know it's because they're busy, they're raising their families. I mean, there's reasons. Yeah. But why does it make life better to be in the fabric of a community? You know, it makes everything better.
I think because we're all connected. I feel that a very strong sense of that we are all connected. We're more alike than we are unalike. And so when you're helping someone, it's just like helping a family member. And also to start small, I wouldn't worry about, I mean, it's overwhelming to think about the generosity of people in this community and how much they give, you know, the Kevin Brahanis, the Howard Buffetts. And so you think of that and you're like, wow, I could never do that. But you can show up to volunteer at an event. You can even just open the door. Do you know, one time somebody at a drive-thru at McDonald's bought me an egg muffin, and they're like, it's paid for by the person in front of you. I started to cry. I'm like, what a cool thing. And it made me feel so good, and I'm sure it made them feel good, and they didn't even know who I was.
Right.
And I just think those little things have a huge impact, because that brightened my day. Maybe I was nicer to people, or maybe I don't know. I just think that those types of things happen, and it's just a ripple effect, and then you can start small and don't feel that your contribution isn't significant, because it is.
Yeah, I think it was Justin Hampton from Operation Calculus said, it doesn't matter what size of rock you throw into the pond, you know, the ripple is still there.
That's so cool.
It was, because I never sort of thought about that, but that's absolutely right. And then as a company, you know, I mean, your culture, and you could see this the other night, everybody was gathered there having fun. It was a Christmas party. But when you look at just the people you work with every day, I mean, what solid citizens. But you've been able to sort of position that in a way, which I think is very unique in talking about influencing. It's not just giving back and doing charitable things. It's what the company means to people in this town, because they know you guys are walking the walk. It's not just talking the talk.
I mean, we live here. This is our community, and I feel like we all have the sense that it's up to us to help make a difference, whatever that's going to be. And like I said, you can have fun doing it. It's not horrible or hard labor. It's fun to do it, and you get such a reward in return.
All right, and you have to have that. I think that attitude today. You know, everybody's competing with everything now. I mean, there's more levels of everything now, right? And so people that are rooted in the community, giving back to the community. I mean, this is why you support the businesses that do this, because we're all in this together. I mean, it's sink or swim out there with all of the big tech companies and all the stuff that kind of is captivating everyone's attention. In some ways, even though you're doing it with modern day technology and all the things, it's like it was, you know, years ago. This downtown reminds me now of a downtown 100 years ago. We're right across the street. We're neighbors. Yes. We walk across the street to have a meeting. And yet you go everywhere, there's Hickory Point Bank. And I think largely in due to your efforts in making sure that you guys are not only invested as a tagline for a company, but you are literally invested in this community.
Well, thanks. But I just organize it.
Oh, Carla, stop.
It's the people. I mean, there's 100 people in that building that are the first ones to sign up. They fight. I have to say, well, now it's this other department's turn. You got this turn for that event.
Right.
So, yeah.
All right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back to wrap things up with Carla Miller. She's the latest on the list, the top influencers of 2019. You can check out the full list at natdecatur.com. Here's Lindsay with your three-day forecast.
Today we've got mostly sunny skies, highs around 35 degrees. For tonight, increasing clouds and lows around 25. For your Thursday, partly sunny, highs near 45. Friday, cloudy, highs near 43. It is 19 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Central.
Central Illinois Vision Center has provided exceptional care, resulting in the best quality outcomes for their patients, and they are currently accepting new patients. Their no-shot, no-stitch cataract surgery will correct all of your distance, reading, and astigmatism issues. Visit their office at 2442 Illinois 121 by the fairgrounds, or call 233-3101.
Fly into the holiday season with Cardinals Ticket Packs. 5, 6, and 10-game ticket packs are on sale now and feature the season's top games and promotional dates. Choose from the opening day pack, the jersey pack, the bobblehead pack, weekend packs, and more for a limited time. Upgrade your pack to a premium pack to guarantee all-included promo items. Ticket packs start at just $54 and are on sale now. Get yours at cardinals.com/holiday. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Hi, this is Matt Beck. When you operate a business, every dollar counts. Here's a question from BeckTech. Since your business phone bill is one of those must-pay line items, why would you pay more than you have to? It's time to compare with BeckTech and see if your business can save money on your business phone bill. The process is easy. All BeckTech needs is a copy of 1 month's phone bill. That's it. Then BeckTech staff will get to work on a comparison. Regardless of the carrier, BeckTech can usually save as much as 40 to 60% on your business monthly phone bill. Did you hear that? BeckTech can usually save you 40 to 60% on your business monthly phone bill. That's real money, and the process is so simple. Why wouldn't you give BeckTech a chance to save your business money each month? Get the conversation and the savings started by calling BeckTech today at 428-7000. That's 428-7000, or visit BeckTechIL.com.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, good morning and welcome. We are warming up, starting out a little chilly, but it's going to be better. Carla's telling me how much she loves the snow and the winter.
I do.
I like a change of season.
I tell you what,
18 to 20 mile an hour wind is not, you know, what I want to do.
You haven't lived until you've skated the ribbon in Chicago, downtown Chicago.
Okay.
That is so much fun.
It sounds very romantic
year.
And very nice. Yes, I get it. But I think I could like to imagine it maybe more than I would actually doing it. All right. For the folks out there who are making a difference, kudos and congratulations to all of you. To the people who are on our list this year, these are just great examples of people who are literally just grabbing life by the collar and making things happen. And it doesn't take a lot. I mean, just getting started, right? Young people, I think, sometimes are waiting for an invitation. Just knock on the door. You know, I guarantee you the person on the other side of the door wants the help.
I mean, there's always going to be something that you hear on the radio or just in the community that appeals to you, or it just strikes a chord with you. And that's where I would start. I would be, well, yeah.
Chase your own passions.
Yes,
absolutely. Carla, I couldn't think of anybody that deserves to be on this list more than you. Thank you for your friendship and your partnership in the community. Carla Miller, one of the top 2019 influencers at Nauticator.com. We'll take a break for news. Back with more after this.
No matter where you are.